morning it began was like any other. I woke in my narrow bed, sunrise just starting to brighten the mud walls of my room. The smell of burnt porridge hung in the air. Dad must have been up for hours, as it took a long time for the fire to heat the heavy clay pot. I could hear Miss La, our hen, scratching around outside my room, seeking out crumbs. She was 13 years old, same as me. But even though it's young for a person, it's very, very old for a chicken. Her feathers were grey, her mood was black, and even our cat Pep was scared of her. My tummy rumbled as I stretched my arms. Pep was sprawled across my legs, and he yowled loudly as I sat up. "Are you awake, Isabella?" Da called from the kitchen. "Morning, Da." "Porridge is ready. A little over ready, in fact." "Coming." I eased my legs out and smoothed the cat's rough fur where it had ruffled in the night. "Oh, sorry, Pep." He purred and closed his eyes. I washed my face in the basin by the window and stuck a tongue out at the reflection in the polished metal above Gabbo's bed, straightening his sheets, dustier every day, but still made.